It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And this week, Matt, it's a holiday, so you'd normally expect there to be lots of blockbusters hitting the screens. Maybe not so much during a pandemic year, but you went to one that has an intriguing title, Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always.
Yeah, so we'll do two film reviews this week. We'll get to the Christmas one later. But yes, this is a time of year, Doug, where I am at the theaters. I'm watching Oscar bait movies. Hopefully a year from now, things will be back to normal. But most of the things I'm watching are at home on Netflix, on Prime. And Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always is a film released in 2020. It's kind of getting out there to the general public now. Lots of Oscar buzz with this movie. The director, Eliza Hittman, takes us through the journey of a character named Autumn, played by Sidney Flanagan. This is a 17-year-old high school girl in Pennsylvania who suddenly discovers she's pregnant. And so it's a film that deals with what she does with her pregnancy. And I always felt, watching this movie, it is not a message film. It is not a film that bludgeons you over the head, no matter what side you're on. It is a straightforward, quiet film about a girl's kind of desperation to tell her parents, what is she going to do about this? Her cousin, older cousin, a couple years older, maybe in the 20-year-old range, played by Talia Ryder, helps her kind of figure out what they're going to do. So initially, Autumn finds out that you have to be 18 to have an abortion in Pennsylvania without consent of the parents. She's 17. So they concoct this plan to go to New York City. There are less restrictive rules on abortions there, and their journey is really the film. And in the journey, I almost felt like I was watching a Dickens novel on film. They are homeless, basically, in New York City. They don't really have a place to stay. They're trying to use their wits, their street smarts, to avoid, you know, the leerings of men or whatever is going on. They have to be safe, and they have to rely on each other. And it's fascinating. They almost come off like street urchins, Doug, in a Dickens novel. It's just fascinating how this unplays. The big scene in the film, which I have to explain, is phenomenal. So the title of the film comes from questions that a counselor at Planned Parenthood in Manhattan asks Autumn. And she asks her a series of questions like, have you ever felt like you were forced to have sex by your partner when you didn't want to? Lots of questions like that, leading us to how she got pregnant. And during the scene, these questions are asked of Autumn, and her answers are multiple choice. She can answer never, rarely, sometimes, always. During the scene, the camera never leaves Autumn's face. So the camera is on Sidney Flanagan's face for a good 8 minutes. We hear the questions off camera asked by the counselor. And as this scene goes on, Doug, Autumn's facial expressions change. She gets more nervous. She gets more tense. Each question brings more tension to her. We finally get tears. It's a phenomenal piece of acting because the camera never leaves her face. And that's a scene that just absolutely blew me away. I like this movie a lot. It has a wildly erratic measuring or ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. 90% of critics like it. Only 20% of the audience has liked it. So that may tell you what you need to know there, Doug, that this is a film that deals with abortion. And so if that's a sensitive topic for people, probably don't watch it. But I never felt I was being lectured to. You'll have to watch the film to see the decision she makes. But I like this one a lot, and I think Sidney Flanagan has an outside chance at a Best Actress nomination.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing this film. It really sounds intriguing. The other film, though, The Princess Switched Again, I did see the trailer, and it struck me as a Hallmark Channel kind of story, but obviously good for the holidays.
It is on Netflix. You are not the target audience, Doug. I am not the target audience for this movie. My 12-year-old daughter is the target audience. I watched it with her over the weekend. She loved it. Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical fame is back, now in three roles. In the first movie, The Princess Switch, she played two roles as these two lookalikes are mistaken for each other. One is from America. One is from this fairy tale kingdom, and she's a princess. Now we have the cousin of the princess who's kind of a party girl, and Hudgens gets to vamp it up in the third role. And, of course, the cousin wants the crown. So hijinks ensue, as we all know. Anytime there's lookalikes, people looking the same in a movie, well, hijinks and frivolity are right around the corner, and the production values on this film are actually pretty high. I must credit them with that. The actors are good. Hudgens is the star, without question, getting to play three roles. Again, typical demographic here is probably girls age 9 through about 17. Christmas rom-com, and if you want to watch it with the family, that's probably the route to go. It's on Netflix.
Well, my Academy Award trivia question this week is sort of built on that trope, the, you know, same actor or actress playing multiple roles because the people look alike. So this actress played two cousins on a very popular 60s television show and won an Academy Award for what show?
So that would be Patty Duke, who, of course, won the Supporting Actress Oscar in 1962 as Helen Keller in The Miracle Worker, and then she had the wildly popular Patty Duke show on television.
Yeah, it's interesting that the year she gets the Academy Award for Supporting Actress, she starts doing the Patty Duke show. So obviously, she was a hot commodity at that time.
And what a switch of roles there, Doug, to go from Helen Keller to, you know, light comedy on television. But she was a wonderful actress who died a couple years ago. And, one of the younger actresses to ever win the Oscar.
Well, we should mention that Arthur Penn directed The Miracle Worker, and he was nominated for an Oscar. But somebody else won Best Actress in that same movie. And who was that?
That was Anne Bancroft, who, of course, played Helen's teacher, Annie Sullivan.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.